All right, I'm going to admit that I did not expect that on August the 3rd we'd be doing a DeWindy City Chicago Bulls podcast, but here we are. Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Patrick Williams, Nikola Vucevic, and then off the bench we got our guy Alex Caruso and more to come. What are they going to do with Lauri Markkanen? I would assume something. Bulls need a big. But major, major changes. And Coby White, not sure what your future is. But if you look back to last year or October 2020, Coby, Zach, Patrick Williams, Lauri Markkanen, Wendell Carter Jr. And if you go back further than that, Jim Boylan and company, we are a long way from Gar Pax, which we'll touch on with Brian Beto and Coach A coming on up here to Windy City Bulls podcast back with a free agency edition. I'll be honest, I'm not sure what to make of this. I don't think they're a championship contender, but they're a relevant NBA team. They should be fun to watch. The United Center will be an interesting place to be. You can actually go in and be optimistic that the Bulls are going to win a basketball game, get in the playoffs, and be in the conversation. If you look at the New York Knicks this year, that was a hell of a season for New York. Now, we're not quite as starved as Knicks fans because we had Jordan and we won six titles and they haven't won one since Phil Jackson was a player. But we are pretty starved right now. I mean, it has been bad, really, really bad. And this is going to be a legitimate brand of NBA basketball. So, hey, way to go, Arturis Karnišević, and congratulations to you, Mark Eversley. Billy Donovan, you've got some players to coach. Bulls fans, you've got something to watch. And let's talk about it here on DeWindy City Bulls podcast, which is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped. That's right. Go to manscaped.com and get yourself the premier lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, the crop preserver, ball deodorant, the crop reviver, toner, the performance boxer briefs. I've got them with me in my bag right now. And I've got a travel bag, too, that you can put all those items together. I mean, you really do get the first-class shipment. If you're a dude that has not taken care of your business down low ever, trust me, your wife, girlfriend, or whoever you will be encountering down the line if you're just living that single life, they will appreciate the fact that not only do you take care of the hair on your head, but you take care of all the hair on your body because you are just that big of a professional, studly dude with a purpose. Go to manscaped.com, put in that promo code FANSIDED20. You get 20% off anything you buy, and you get the free shipping. They'll deliver it right to you. It's a beautiful thing. Manscaped.com. DeWindy City Bulls are back. Podcast starts right now.
Showtime.
Rondo, three up high and off the rim. Oh! Caruso parachutes in!
What is going on? What are they trying to do? They've got 7,000 guards. They traded away your guy, Garrett Temple, coach, for people that are true diehards of this podcast. But like they're officially like an NBA team that has to be a playoff team, right? I mean, the only thing I don't like is Derrick Rose, 3-for-43, Caruso, 4-for-37. Why can't we have D. Rose in this whole equation? But I'm, you both are looking at me like I can't wait to hear what you're going to say here. I mean, what grade are we giving Arturis and Mark Eversley and company right now for what's going on? Badog, you want to start?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pumped. I'm excited. I mean, the emotion has gotten to me 100%. And now if we want to like physically break down grades, we can do that. But they went for it. They actually didn't just sit on assets. They looked at what they had. I love they kicked it off with Lonzo. I think that's the most slam dunk move they've made of the entire last 24 hours. But dude, I'm fired up. I mean, they actually did it. They went for it. They have a top five East potential. Is this a championship team? No, but we're not going to focus on that right now because I'm too excited. Also, I think the Rose Caruso thing, while that's the one thing that would make it from being like a perfect offseason so far, I don't think they could physically make it work because the mid-level exception only allows for a certain amount of dollars. And they gave that to Caruso and the Knicks gave too much money. So they, even if they couldn't have gone that length or that amount dollar per year because it was past the mid-level exception. So they couldn't do it. The Knicks priced him out.
And the only way to get DeMar in here was to – what happens if they had gotten DeMar first and then done it? It wouldn't have worked because – okay, fine. No. Whatever. We don't have to focus on D. Rose. Coach A.
You can. I love it.
I mean, it would have been amazing. But I – and as much as I love Derek, to the end, 3 for 43 does seem a little steep. Good for him. Yeah, good for him.
Good for him. Came back, cashed in his early 30s. Good for him, man.
Coach A, give us your measure take. I know you have one.
If you want the grade I'd say is a B plus that could be a C plus, right?
Ooh.
So my biggest concern is DeRozan. That's the big concern. 3 years, $85 million. You're paying Vucevic obviously 2 years, right? He's got 2 years left. Vucevic after
that's
this
right,
year?
Correct.
Yep. Or this year, he's got this year or the next year, right?
Yep.
And then you have to pay Zach LaVine next year, so. I don't know how DeRozan fits into the scheme of Lonzo, $20 million, $28 million for DeRozan. Vucevic got to make around $20-25 million. So Zach LaVine, I mean, he wants more than those guys. You know, he's going to want a lot more than those guys. So I don't know how I have to listen to the pundits on how the salary stuff works on all this, because my concern about there's no doubt what the Bulls did. Patrick Williams, Beto, he's a four. He's not a three anymore. He's not playing any three. So they obviously, right. They got rid of Thaddeus, who is my other favorite, right? Thaddeus and Temple were my two guys. But they got rid of Thaddeus, which tells you Patrick Williams is going to be the four. You know, he's going to be their general four man that they want to develop at that position. So – you know, there's still questions. DeRozan and LaVine sharing the ball. How does DeRozan fit around a LaVine? I don't know. That's the one that surprised me. That one surprised me is that DeRozan surprised me.
I mean, he's used to playing with high scoring guards. So, okay.
Great in the mid range too. That's nice. He scores in the mid range a lot better than some of the other guys they have. So it is a nice dynamic there.
But I love Caruso. I'm just going to tell you. The Caruso move.
Of course you do.
All right. Wait a second. Mr. Elston Turner. I'm Mr. Right. Temple. Right. We just brought in one of the better defenders in the NBA and added some good defense with Lonzo. He totally changed the arc of this team defensively. Now if we're bad defensively, you know, you got to start asking Billy Donovan, what are we doing on defense, right? Because those guys – We should be a totally different defensive team there. I'm sure there's more moves. Like you said, what does Coby White do now in this regard? Maybe he's another sign and trade for another piece that they're looking for.
I mean, if you're Coby White right now, you're looking around like, hang on a second. They just gave Lonzo Ball 4 years, so he's going to be starting at point guard for the next 4 years. And then we got this guy, Zach LaVine. He's ahead of me. DeMar DeRozan is ahead of me. Then there's this guy, Alex Caruso, who's got to get minutes. We drafted Io, which I like Io for the record. I would think his agent would be on the horn. Like, you are trading our guy somewhere, right? He's not just going to languish on your bench. I mean, that doesn't seem.
Are we
to be
sure his... that he's not just like, this is who he is? Like, he's going to be off the, maybe the first guy off the bench or second scorer, right? So Caruso is off the bench defensively, but I mean, you could run two lineups with Caruso and Coby White. They're exact opposite type players. I mean, I guess both can shoot threes.
So you think they start Lonzo, Zach, DeMar, Patrick Williams, and Vooch. That's our starting lineup.
Yes.
And then off the bench, you have Coby, Caruso, I guess.
Simovic.
They still have Markkanen.
Simovic.
What if Markkanen takes the qualifying
offer? They got another possibility with Markkanen on sign and trade as well. So there's no
doubt. I don't think they're done. I think the guards are done. I think the bigs. I do have a take, though, and it's that this sets them up really well to compete for the next few years. But to your point, like, Coach, with all the money that's being tied up, what it really does is it allows them to get to the point where they're close to being a contender. And then if it doesn't fully work, if this isn't a championship team in 2 years, Vooch is 34. In 2 years, DeRozan's going to be 34. Then you look at your core of LaVine. You have Ball, who will be 27, still time on his contract or 2 years left in his contract, and Patrick Williams. And you could then add that piece. So I think this is like the step in the right direction. And then if this doesn't fully work out, you're not tied in for too much longer with those guys. And you can go and do what some of these other championship teams have done and add that final piece to it. So I don't know. I think it's all good, but I'm in agreement that the DeRozan thing, that's a lot of money, but he's really efficient offensively. We'll see.
I mean, it feels to me like they look at the East like, okay, Milwaukee, you're good, but you're not elite. And Brooklyn, you're a problem, but somehow, some way, you always get hurt. So we'll just take a flyer and be good in the advent that Kyrie goes nuts or Harden's hamstring doesn't come back or KD blows out his Achilles again, then we'll be next in line and we can compete with everybody else. That's what it sort of feels like. If they thought, I don't know, they're certainly fast forwarding everything. There's no waiting for development. You know, and they started it last year when they traded for Vooch. You know,
that's why the big question, I say the DeRozan thing is a big question, because when they added Ball and they added Caruso, they made themselves a good team that needed one great piece, right? Whether that piece comes from getting lucky in the draft next year or that piece comes from going and getting a star player out of free agency, you know, all of a sudden, boom, you Kawhi Leonard says, yeah, screw it, I'm going to go to Chicago. I'm just making a random reference, but over the course of these last couple of years, we've seen these kinds of things happen. So you put yourself in a position where one great piece could make them a championship type team. Is DeRozan that one piece? That's the question to me. So now you kind of took yourself out for 2 years, as you said, Beto. You kind of take yourself out for 2 years from getting that one other great piece. And if it's not a championship team, then in 2 years, you're kind of far away again. So that's why the DeRozan move, if he's incredible and the chemistry is great and you don't need to add, you just need to add another really good player and they could be a championship contender, great. But if DeRozan kind of stops you from being able to get the perfect piece, then I think it's a mistake.
Casey Johnson's tweeting that apparently Mark Eversley and DeRozan were tight in Toronto.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes you know the player so damn well and you realize this guy is going to be perfect here. They need a leader. Lonzo, he's unique in that he's got size and he can guard, but he is not balls in my hand, directing, telling you what to do. It's just not him. And I don't think that Zach is either. Like, I really think that Zach would be better if somebody of a veteran that he respected had his ear. And I'm not sure that DeRozan is that or not, but he's played in a lot of high leverage NBA basketball games. So I don't know if you guys can speak to what, if they look at him like that, but to me, like, you need someone, you need like a KG, like the Celtics had in 08, bringing it together. Or more recently, Chris Paul with the Suns, who can just bring out the talent and has the respect of the locker room. I'm not sure they have that. And by the way, that's a huge leap from where they were, that now we're talking about that being a problem. But
right.
But I do wonder about like what that locker room exactly looks like. Thaddeus was kind of that guy a little bit, at least.
Yeah, totally. I mean, DeRozan, I mean, they look at how the Spurs used him last year. He was almost at times, he did have some Thaddeus type roles. So he had a career high in assists last year. They ran the offense through him a lot. There was times where he played the four. They basically did whatever they need. He was incredibly efficient offensively. So he does bring that cliche vet presence, but I'm going to go back. Like, how do we know that Lonzo Ball is not a leader? Like, what has signified that? Like, what has come out that says he's not a leader?
He's a quiet guy. He's not a vocal guy. He's not a physical tough guy. He's not a person that has a lot of, you know, he's kind of a cool guy. He's not going to be a leader.
Yeah, like
you said, Mark was like, he's not pointing traffic. I think he's very smart. He can facilitate offensively.
That doesn't make you a leader. Sorry, Mark.
On the floor, it could be, right? I mean, I'm not saying he's this vocal leader. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to typecast him as this non, like, great chemistry guy. And maybe you're not, but I just I don't know.
Listen, I'm not saying he doesn't understand how to play the game, but I've been around him in the locker room. Maybe that doesn't matter a whole lot, but I'm telling you, Beto, it jumps off the page how much of a child he is. Like, he's just,
I was thought you were going to somewhere with his physical attributes.
No,
been next to him in the locker room.
He's like got toys on the bench. What is he playing? Is he playing with like Buzz? Yeah.
He's just, I'm just the way he walks around and the way he acts is somebody who's like
22.
Yeah. But like, there are certain 22-year-olds that like, okay, like, did you see Cade Cunningham on draft night? I'm like, okay, that dude is 19.
Well, that guy's just insane. He's right. Just special. He's going to be on another level.
Right. Well, but Lonzo's like the other end. I'm just telling you, it's noticeable how much he just doesn't like attention. And it's like, I don't know. It just felt like I'm dealing with a high school kid.
You were saying, Carmen, they need the tough guy leader. I mean, they need a tough guy. You know, they have not had that for a long time now. And they need a player like that. All the teams, you know, I was talking to someone actually who works for Bulls, and we were talking, I said, when you look at the best players, right? The best players in the NBA of all time, generally, you also said they were the toughest guy on the court. Like Jordan's toughest guy on the court, John Stockton, toughest guy on the court. You know, there's a few guys that aren't that way. There's some guys that are just super skilled. But a lot of times, Kawhi Leonard, toughest guy on the court. You know, Kobe, toughest guy. You have to have that tough guy. It doesn't always have to be your best player. But if you don't have, like Carm brought up Garnett, if you don't have one of them, you're not competing to win the whole thing. Like Giannis is the toughest guy. Giannis's toughness, he impressed me so much with his toughness this year. I mean, the guy played hurt, coming back from being hurt, and he just throws his body into you, never quits on anything. He's relentless. What player brings that out of any of these good players from the Bulls? Nobody. No,
I agree. But that's why I think like this isn't it, right? This is just that step in that to back into relevance. So
but how do you find the other thing that is like, now?
Yeah, but I mean, in 2 years, so like who is that? Who is that player though? Like that's available right now. They weren't getting Kawhi Leonard. That's a free agent. Like they weren't getting Chris Paul. So it's like they take a step in that direction and then they're not going to compete for a title. But then in a couple of years, not only could they maybe try to get that, but they also are getting prime years out of potentially Patrick Williams, potentially Lonzo Ball, and potentially Zach LaVine in 2 years where maybe you can find that. Again, this is looking way ahead when they just assigned these guys 24 hours ago. But I'm in agreement with you that they do need that, and they'll miss Thad and some of these other guys that have gone because of that. He was like the only guy that had any of it. I mean, even look at Milwaukee, like different. He wasn't the best player on the court, but like look at Bobby Portis was everywhere. They need like dudes like that, like that, and especially in the front court. They don't have anything like it.
Bobby, yeah. Free agent, bring him back. But which, by the way,
no, he just signed. He gave up a ton to go back to Milwaukee.
Wow.
A ton.
No, wow. He got 2 years, $9 million. What do you mean? I thought he got 2 years.
$4.5 million for Bobby. PJ Tucker got more than that.
That's a steal.
Doug McDermott got 14 a year. Right. If he could get 14 a year, Bobby can get more than four.
I know. I couldn't believe that. I thought you said he got a ton.
Oh no. I said he Portis
gave up a ton.
He gave up a ton.
Oh, he gave up a ton. Okay.
He got nothing. Yeah. He could have gotten way more than that. So.
Maybe the Bucks told him they'll take care of him in 2 years. Although you never know with that stuff. If
Chris Bryant said that the Cubs are going to take care of him too.
Maybe he likes beer drinking Wisconsin girls.
How about the tweet on that? Can you imagine if Bryant, Rizzo, and Baez were all on the same team? How good that team would be after they all homered in their first at bats. That is. I digress.
Whatever. It's bowl season. Who cares?
But yes. But so we're winding back to just the free agent thing. Because there always has been this narrative that free agents won't come to Chicago. Well, Lonzo Ball, DeMar DeRozan, that's not the Alex Caruso, if we want to include Caruso, that I really don't, but I just did. It's the first two are, it's not the bottom of the barrel here. So that whole nobody will ever come here, I've never bought it. And sure, LeBron hasn't, or Kobe didn't, even though it's apparently got real close and whatever, we can go all the way back to T-Mac. This is a, you know, the, I think, you know, and what we said earlier about Eversley and DeRozan, you know, players aren't looking at Chicago, I think, perhaps the same way right now, right? Is that too tall?
Yeah. I mean, you can make an argument, unless I'm missing something, that the two players, to like the two biggest impact guys to leave their incumbent teams, both went to the Bulls, right? Because all the other best players stayed, right? You have Paul
Lowry.
Oh, Lowry. Thank you for correcting me. So he's probably the biggest one. But outside of that, I mean, they did a good job luring. And I don't know. I mean, that's definitely a good sign. Hopefully it's a good sign for the future too.
I mean, we are way away from Garpax right now. That is serious rearview mirror at this point. Which,
thank goodness. I mean, thank goodness. That part's the thank goodness.
I mean, think about where you were at, what, a year and a half ago. We were running out LaVine and basically no one else. Jim Boylan coaching, like talking about spirit.
Yeah.
Spirit. Nobody listening to him.
I'm with Mark. And I've always thought that the players wouldn't come here was a kind of ridiculous notion. One, you know, yes, we didn't get Wade, Bosch, and LeBron, but Boozer was the next guy to get. When we were good, Paul Gasol came here. Yeah. You know, it's two things. Obviously, one, it's not that easy to get the top dogs to start with. And then, you know, then you got to be decent. Like people, like free agents aren't coming to Chicago. They're free agents are going to do one or two things. They're going for the money or they want to go to win. You're doing it for two reasons and that's it. And if Chicago has a team that can win and they give you the most money, of course they're going to come here.
Here's, by the way, a quote from Arturis along the lines. Obviously we want Chicago to be an attractive destination for free agents. For us, we evaluated at a sample size of more than 40 games. We made a couple of decisions to select certain guys, to add a couple of guys to this team that can help win games because we are serious about winning. We're serious about the culture of being very competitive. And any opportunity we get to make this team better, we will. That was Arturis at the trade deadline when they brought in Vooch. And he's, you know, double and triple downing on it in the offseason right now. Do we believe that he knows what he's doing? Do you like the roster construction?
It's hard to disagree. I mean, it's hard. I mean, is it perfect? No. Could they get bullied down low? Yes. But I mean, at the same time, what they were able to do, and they addressed weaknesses, the coach already talked about, with the defense, with Ball and Caruso. They needed another wing. That's a vet. They got one. I think they hit what hopes to be a home run in the draft last year. So I think that they know what they're doing. Well, time will tell, but I think they've certainly set themselves up to be as relevant as they've been going back to 2015 and before that, really 2011 before Derek got hurt.
I think they hit a home run this year, baby. Io is going to be the man. I like Io.
I wanted Jared Butler.
So did I.
You know, and to be honest with you, the two guys, I didn't think they'd have a chance at Jared Butler. But the second round pick that I wanted him to get, and he was taking the pick after, is the big kid from Utah State, Kata. I thought he would have been a good guy that Bulls could take him. But so I hope he does. I hope I end up being wrong because I hope the Bulls don't regret that, considering they need a big rim protecting big guy. I would just say here's the one part I don't like about the roster construction. And you guys will have to take a look. Maybe Carm could look this up. Is DeMar DeRozan really good at getting to the foul line?
Yes, he's because, top 10 in the league at getting the foul line.
So that's the reason. I'm going to tell you right now. That's the reason the Bulls went after him. Because Zach LaVine, not that great at getting to the line for his skill set. Vucevic, actually not good at getting to the line altogether. Lonzo Ball almost never gets to the free throw line. And thank God he's at least improved it. So they had to have a guy that gets to the free throw line. That's the reason they made the move that they did for DeRozan, if you say he's a top 10 free throw guy.
Yeah, I would agree. I think he was something like over roughly 7.5 attempts per game last year.
The Bulls lost at the free throw line in almost every game last year.
Yep. It was a huge part of it. I agree.
I'm just settling into the Bulls are back. We're talking about getting to the foul line. We're talking about legitimate NBA talent. I'm getting a ton of texts. Got to get tickets. People going to be flocking back to the United Center. Could actually be a certain level of atmosphere. The place has been a morgue I mean, it has. There was obviously a pandemic, so take that out of it. But going to Bulls basketball, the last time I was going right before the pandemic, that place was beyond depressing. Like, I'm looking around, where's Derek? Where's the music? Where's any feeling of like anything being interesting here, other than the fact that I have nothing else to do in my life and I have a credential so I can go watch Bulls basketball and I live in the city. It's
the definition of indifference. Everything was indifferent.
It was so bad. So bad. I still couldn't get a seat down on the a good media seat. I had to sit in the 300 level. That's okay. I'm willing to go back.
Right now, you have to start carving away 20% of all podcasts and all your time on Alex Caruso, because he's going to be.
Is that going to be your new Garrett Temple? You've already moved on.
He's
going to
be one of the favorite Bulls of all time. That guy.
Okay, let me.
Well, that's good, because he was one of my least favorite players to root against. I couldn't stand that dude when he was on the Lakers, so I gotta love him here, I guess.
You know, there was this team, I believe it was the Milwaukee Bucks, that signed Matthew Dellavedova to a big deal, and people were like, "This is
different player.
He's way better than Dellavedova.
Different player." Yeah, I knew somebody was gonna make that comp.
Come on, he's better than Dellavedova.
They're both.
This guy's a supreme athlete.
Okay.
Great. Great point of attack, defender, 99th percentile in point of attack, 40% from three. That'll go down with not shooting wide open every time because LeBron's not passing. But still,
he doesn't shoot many threes. He gets a couple of wide open threes, and he shoots 40%. He's not a good
still
3-point shooter
defensively.
Okay, fine. He's a good
better than Heinrich. Well, he's the defensive player we assumed Heinrich it was based on how he was built up. He's
right,
better.
But he doesn't run the point like Kirk Heinrich did, and.
Kirk Heinrich run the point well?
I thought Kirk was fine.
You're getting a Rodman-like player. How are you not excited about getting like a Rodman-like guy?
Toughness. I do like his bounce. I do like his bounce. I don't like his. I wish he had hair, but I suppose I should support.
I saw a bunch of tweets that he like because he looks like Elmer Fudd
in
the original Space Jam.
I'll give him some of this. Look at this thing. I'll give him some of this right here.
Maybe I'll fall in love with Caruso. I just, you know,
you're gonna fall in love.
Players like that, I think they tend to look good when they're playing with superstars. And as much as the Bulls have upgraded their roster, I don't know how good Alex Caruso is going to look not having LeBron James on the court with him.
But he's playing with three strong offensive players, which is exactly the reason he'll be on the court. Because DeRozan, LaVine, and Vucevic, you're not looking for guys to look to score now. You got to have two guys on there. That's why they're doing that. Lonzo Ball and Caruso are two players around those three types of offensive players that can absolutely play around them.
Should we do an RIP?
It looks like the Lakers probably got rid of them because they didn't want to, but they didn't have any scores. So they needed to replace that with scoring more than anything else. So they went out and got a bunch of – they just re-signed THT. They signed Malik Monk. They brought in Melo today. So they probably hated to lose him, but – their defense was fine. So
to me, they're the prohibitive favorite, and everyone's killing them for Russ. Like, I'm sorry, I'll take Russell Westbrook on my basketball team, even though he can't shoot. They'll figure it out. LeBron will hit some threes. So will AD. You could fill out the rest of the roster exactly. Melo will be having the time of his life. But
the Nets are winning next year if they're healthy.
I hope you're right. But all right, Bulls are in the playoffs. Bulls are back. This is fun. R.I.P. Ryan Archie Diacono. I just, you know.
Did he go somewhere?
I don't know if he did, but he is never going to see the court. There's no way that Arch can. We got to get Arch somewhere. Arch belongs at a roster we can at least get 8 minutes a night, and it ain't going to be with this guard-laden roster.
It could be the Windy City Bulls, though. I'm getting season tickets to the Windy City Bulls if that's the case. Guy. Maybe he can lend some hair to Caruso. He's got a nice flow as well.
Yeah. Well, maybe this is the year that the Windy City Bulls podcast makes it out to a game together.
That would be
I mean, it feels like it might have to happen. All right. Hey, Thanks for making time. Good to see both of you. Missed you. Coach, haven't talked to you in a while. Great to see you, brother.
Same here, man. You guys enjoy this rest summer.
Yeah, you as well. But can we just real quick honor Mark Carmen for his ability to be near the UP, being outside a hotel and making time for this impromptu Windy City Bowl? That is,
yes,
that is just straight dedication and heart.
So, and let me just tell you something. I just showed up at the Boyne Mountain Resort for my little 3-day siesta, turn things around, working vacation. And I text you guys. You guys say, yes, let's do the pod. So I walk in. I'm like, I'm checking in. And she's like, oh, you're not at the Boyne Mountain Resort. You're at the Boyne Highlands. That's 40. That's 45 minutes from here. And I said, I'm like, I was on your website and called your phone number. I know, but they book both resorts. And I'm like, there's got to be a room here. Well, you're in their system and we can't there's got to be a room here. There are no rooms here. And I just looked at them like, what's the Wi-Fi password? And I just walked out on the porch here and I'm recording at a place that I don't have a room, but there,
so you're driving 45 minutes as soon as we finish up here.
Yes. The debate is, am I going to edit it and get it up and then drive? Cause I think that's what I'm going to do. Cause I'll feel better and I won't have to think about it, but yes, I'm driving 45 minutes further north after a 5.5 hour drive this far north to the Boyne Highlands, which I don't even know what that is.
That's hard.
But that's there's a tennis camp going on down here. I'm like, I'm at the tennis camp. Bill Perlmutter, my guy over here, I'm gonna see him tomorrow. I got to drive 45 minutes, an hour and a half each day to play. They're gonna find a room for me. This is gonna happen. There is a presidential there's a presidential suite in this resort that has my name on it.
Just play the podcast and, you know, make up who we are. Tell them that we're famous people.
Be like, listen, it's kind of a big deal here.
Good take, blocked away by Zion. Pels have numbers. Bledsoe, he's got the lob for Lonzo.
J-Mac nearly came in and took the rebound away from four white jerseys. Ball at it again. That one even more ridiculous.
This program was recorded on tape for a live audience.
Rondo, three up high and off the ball. Oh! Caruso parachutes in! Everybody got out of the seat here as Caruso came off the weak side and puts in the jam. He is 1 of 7.
Derrick Rose off the high screen with Morris looking for another triple. And good box out.
Good pass by Lonzo Ball.
Josh Hart looking ahead.
Good pass by Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, quick decision and looked ahead.
DeRozan with 5. DeRozan, 2. DeRozan hits it. Oh, mama. 0.5 remaining. DeMar DeRozan knocks it down.